This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you, Earl. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Jeremy Chinn, the latest free agent signed by the Commanders, the career Carolina Panther. 4 years with the Thurs, 26 years old, former 64th overall pick in round two, 2020, was named the second best rookie defensive player in the league behind Chase Young, made 117 tackles and scored two touchdowns that year. That was his best season, though. Since then, 107, 70, and 30 tackles. In fact, his production in terms of tackles, if you're into that, has gone down every year. He's had one sack each season. He had the two touchdowns and two fumble recoveries as a rookie, so accounted for, you know, a couple of splash big-time plays, four combined forced and recovered fumbles. But since that first season, he has not hit that number again. Two combined plays involving fumbles over the rest of his career. He had a pick in each of his first two seasons, none in the last 2 years, and he's missed a lot of games. So I'd like to think when he can make up to $5 million, he might be a starter. But if that's more like, you know, 1 year, $2.5-3 million, maybe he just comes in and competes with Percy Butler and whatever else they got planned. Like, right. This is not a definite starter to me. This is more of a nice player you add for some depth defensively.
I think that's the summary, right? Again, this is the one example of free agency where Ron Rivera, I think, was successful. One could argue Curtis Samuel, although he never did what they thought he would do. But Ronald Darby, right? This is that plan. Guy coming off a really down year that at one point had, you know, skyrocketing aspirations. He was the defensive rookie of the year runner-up, and admittedly a weak class. But still, that's how you start your career off, as a guy that had a couple of touchdowns, some fumble recovers, interceptions, making some big plays, is kind of this, you know, hybrid box safety, linebacker in small packages, and, you know, doing a little bit of everything. It hasn't gone according to plan. He needs a rejuvenation. He needs kind of a cleanse to get out of that stink that is Carolina, which may now be the worst organization in the sport. And Washington needs a little bit of depth, and it's a low-risk signing to me. Again, when you do something for 1 year, that's fine. It tells you kind of the plan is they are not trying to fix everything right now this minute. They are looking at a multi-year situation. They'll be better this year than they were last year, a dubious honor for a four-win club. But this isn't we're trying to do a bunch of game breakers, game changers, and win right now this second with a roster overhaul.
The strangest thing to me about the moves, or the one thing I'm curious about, are the number of one-year deals. There have been a lot of one-year contracts, which is strange. But I guess on one hand, when you've got a lot of money, a one-year deal makes sense because you don't have to push.
You could have a lot of money in a year, in 2 years, 3 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you don't have to. If you wanted, I'm just going to say Jeremy Chinn, in another year where you didn't have a lot of money and you wanted to sign him, you could sign him for like 2 years and $8 million or something, where his cap number this year is 1.5 or 2, and then it's 5+ next season, where you kind of break it up that way. This way, you just pay him for services rendered. We'll reassess in a year. But I guess I just would have thought that, you know, there'd be a little more continuity longer term in what they're trying to do. But it's pretty obviously this is an indictment against just the way they view the roster. They feel like they need to add professional NFL talent. They need to add depth. And so they've signed 12 guys, assuming all 12 make the team. I mean, when the season begins, just since last week, this is 22% of the team. They're almost at a quarter of the roster that they've signed now in free agency. They're completely going to reshape this thing. You're going to add another potential at least 8, I would say. Maybe 9 players in the draft that make the squad. That's 40% of your roster. Just in what they've done already, they could still sign a tackle or a corner. I think they're going to sign at least one, if not both of those things. But 40%. I mean, so this is just going to be a very different-looking team of the free agents. Ertz was a one-year deal. Armstrong, multiple. Biadasz, multiple. Luvu, multiple. Eckler was a two-year deal they could get out of. McManus was 1 year. Allegretti, multiple. Farrell was 1 year. Mariota was 1 year. Fowler was 1 year. And now Chin. So 6 of the 12 signings were one-year deals.
Tell me if you disagree with this, but it seems to me, reading the tea leaves and looking at these signings, this feels like, remember we asked the question a couple of weeks ago, we've kind of actually, not just a couple of weeks ago, we've been asking this sort of throughout the process. New regime comes in, does their assessment of the roster. If they go, you know what, this was just bad coaching, this was just a bad regime, if we add a couple of pieces, we could compete in a division this year. We could compete in a down NFC really, really soon. This tells me they looked at the roster and went, we can't fix everything in this one offseason. We need to start a program, and it's going to take a minute. It tells me that they think they're pretty far away. That's how this reads to me.
Further explain that. So in other words, I don't know how you'd, like, why those dots are connected.
Here's how. If you're close, you go big ticket hunting. You go right now, you call Cincinnati for T. Higgins.
I mean, we all knew they weren't going to do that because they aren't close.
Well,
sure.
You know what I mean? So if this regime comes and goes, they need a couple pieces, and we're ready to compete right now, then they'll go and make starting caliber multi-year signings, spend some of their money, et cetera. These are nothing but placeholders for the most part. I mean, Dorrance Armstrong, I think Luvu and maybe Biadasz are viewed differently with more significant monies going to them. But for the most part, these guys, as you said, are on one-year deals, two-year deals with easy outs after a year. It's basically saying, we need to upgrade the talent with some placeholders. We can't fix everything in one offseason. We're going to take multiple years to try to build this thing. That's how it looks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know that there was another way forward with, like, or why anyone would think anything else about this roster. So, yeah, I can subscribe to what you're selling there, I suppose. I mean, I think you could have done that, too, though, with multiple year deals. Like to me, the one-year contracts aren't the reason for that. Now, why are they doing? And it's 6 out of the 12. It's not like they're all one-year deals. Ertz, I think it could just be an age thing. That's a veteran you bring in here to maybe help the room, or if you feel like you might draft a tight end, he can help develop that guy. McManus, you could find a kicker. I mean, with all due respect to that position, like, you could have signed him to a 3 or 4 year deal, and maybe you will part of the way through the season. But I don't care if you sign a kicker to a 1 year deal and you're in the market every year. McManus is going to be available. Farrell, to me, that's just he's a depth guy. He may end up starting for them if they don't go get an edge. But there's always going to be a Cleland Farrell that you could sign for 1 year on the cheap who can come in and play, you know, 42% of snaps or whatever. So I guess I don't have really any problem with the types of 1 year contracts they're signing. With a younger player like Chin, if you could have gone like 3-12 or something and had the hits spread out a little bit, that would have made a little more sense. But I wonder if it also speaks to, Danny, and I'm just spitballing with you out loud right now, maybe they're not in love with, like, these guys as building blocks. And to your point,
that's exactly how it looks to me.
Yeah, it's just like, well, he's better than what we got. So, but let's see. Let's see how he is in our defense. Or maybe Joe Witt Jr. or Dan Quinn goes, I think I can make Jeremy Chin really good. I think I can get you 120 tackles, 2 picks, 3 forced fumbles, and we could turn him into a good safety. And Adam Peters goes, I'm not really seeing it, but we could get him on the cheap for a year. Let's see. How many of the 6 guys on the 1 year deals is a risk to really get good money after this, though? Maybe Chin? Anybody else? Fowler, if he has like 7.5 sacks? Maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, as a situational pass rusher, maybe somebody.
Mariota to me, same as kicker, right? That's a 1 year veteran quarterback who makes no money. That's Brissett last year, Mariota this year. You could always do that. So the guys that are the core that they've given any real money to were all multi-year additions.
Right.
The rest of them are just kind of back of the roster depth pieces.
Yeah, it takes two to tango on this too, right? I mean, someone like Cleveland Farrell, who at one point top 10 pick, I think I see the terms now, $3.75 million is what SpotRack is saying. So you say to him, you're not blocked by anybody. It's KJ Henry and Andre Jones and probably seven dudes with hyphenated last names. No one's a threat to take minutes away from you right now. You'll probably get a chance to play. Prove it. You'll go somewhere else to get money, and we'll get decent play out of you, right? It'll elevate the room. I think that's a reasonable thing, but you have to have someone who wants to do that, right? Guys whose reputations have been damaged. See Chin, see maybe Fowler, see Farrell in that regard, right? You have to give them a chance in that platform to do it. The 49ers don't really have time for that, right? The Ravens don't really have time for that. A team picking second in the draft who stinks, whose roster stinks, absolutely has time for that.
What do you guys make of this one-year deal thing? 6 out of 12 now of these contracts with free agents, one-offs.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.